Is daf is daf chaf ches. We got to the last two lines of chaf zayin number bays. The Gemara just was looking into the different sources, or no, not the source of Megalglin Shvua. How do you know? The Gemara had brought the pasuk of Amr Haisha Amin Amin when it comes to Sota, Amin on this, Amin on that. And then the Gemara says, that's great. Ashkan Sota di Isura. That's at least a source for in the world of Isurim, that a Shvua, you could get Megalglin Shvua on a Davar Isur. But what about Mamon and Minol? How do you know that it's a source of Mamon? A bit, just something out loud right now. The issue of Sota is certainly a Din Iser, but there are certain indications that Sota also has a Din Mamonis to it as well. The fact that the Gemara doesn't learn from this Din Mamonis tells us that Sota is really purely a Din Iser. The Gemara talks about a Din Mishpat that Sota has is also a Din Mamonis in terms of the Ksubas that's affected by the Sota. Be the way, Pashas is, it's only a Davar Iser. So how do you know Mamon and Minol? How do you know that there is such a concept of the Gilgul Shua when it comes to Mamon? So the Gemara says the last line of Chaf Zayinim Abay is Tana Debay Rabbi Yishmael Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Masota Shalo Nitna Litava Peid Echad. Yet Megalgalin Mamon, Megalgalin rather, that comes to Sota, an Eid Echad is not able to start the process of Sota. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Shalo Nitna Litava Shvua Shalo Peid Echad. There's an Eid Echad that cannot cause her to take a Shvua. Kedamrin and Hasam, the Gemara in Sota. You need two Edom who witness the Stira. The Yalav Davar Mamon with Mamon. Just like Mamon in general requires two Edom, so the Sota needs two Edom. So, but one aid cannot be Mechayv Yeshua. So there's a certain stringency when it comes to Sota. You require two Edom, yet we allow for Megalglin Shua. Now when it comes back to the Gemara now, Mamon, Shenitan Litava Be'ed Echad. When it comes to the world of Mamonis, one aid can be Mechayv Yeshua. We're more lenient when it comes to making Shuas. Does it not make sense that you should also be able to be Megalglin Shvua? And Rashi brings the source how we know that Eid Echad can Mechayv Shvua in Mamon. So that's based on a Kavachomer, we say Gilgul Shvua applies to even Dina Mamonis. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we'll grant you that. But Ashrechan Vivadai, so we see, at least with respect to a Tainis Bari, a Tainis Vadai, that you can Megalglin Shvua. But what if it's a Tainis Shema, a Suffolk? Suffolk Minalan. How do I know if they're being towing only a Suffolk? It's not real. He's not really sure. He says, I don't know. I think you might owe me some money. Maybe in that case, we shouldn't be Megalglin Shvua. So Tani Rashbi Omer, Nemra Shvua Bechutz, Nemra Shvua Bifnim. Nehez Shvua Bechutz. With regards to Shavuos in general, Dina Mamonis is considered Bechutz and Bezdim. And it also says Shavuos Bifnim, referring to the Sota, which is in the Azara. So, Ma Shavuos Hamur Bifnim, just like the Shavuos that's Bifnim, which is the Azara, with regards to Sota, Asa Basafik Kivadai. The whole Tain is also Safik. We have no idea what happened. It's a Safik. Yes, there's Raglan Ladavar, there's Edim, that there's Stira, there's Kinoi, but it's all a Safik. Yeah, we're able to, but the Tain from the husband is only a Safik. Yeah, we're able to be Mechayv Shvua Kivadai. Af Shvua Hamur Bechutz. So to the Shvua that's outside, that's Bezdin, by Dini Mamonis, also Asaba Safik Kivadai. And we could therefore apply a Gilgul Shvua even in the case of a Taina Shema, a Taina Safik.
Is that the Alecha? Are we Megalgul Shvua Mamon Shema?
Yeah. I think I would see.
On Shema that I think you owe me that, and I don't remember. Is that what right. Shema would be? Let's say I say, listen, you owe me. I know you owe me 5,000, but I think you might be owe me another 2,000.
Something along those lines, yeah. I'm trying to think of a good example. Does Rashi bring an example here? Let's see. Rashi says Safek Minayin, halfway down the narrow lines. Tainus Shema Kigon Shvuas Hashutvin V'Harisin Shechalku. If partners are splitting up, let's say. The Tanan b'Shvuos Daf Memhei Chalku Ashutvin V'Harisin Eino Yachol Ashbiu. You can't be mashbir them. V'Katani Nischayv Lo Shvuah Mimakom Acher Megaglan Alav Zakol. I'm a Suffolk Nami Megaglan. Why is that a tiny Suffolk though? Let's see. Yeah. And so it explains here that after they divided, one of them claims that take a shua that you didn't take more than you should have taken. You took more. You really didn't take it. Make a shua that you took exactly what you should have taken.
So in that case, you're not allowed to make him mashviah.
Right, apparently that's a tiny suffix. Uh-huh. He doesn't know. I don't know if you took more or not. I want you to just swear to me that you took what you were supposed to take. So that's the case. So that, you can't make him take a shua. But if there's a reason for a shua from another direction, from another source, then you can megalgal that shua on top of that. So now the Gemara wants to know, ad heichan gilgul shua, up until what? Once you're in the world of shua, it's like opens up the floodgates. What else can you make him take a shua on this and that? You can make him make a shua on anything now. Is there any place where you draw the line where, no, that you can't make him make a shua on? So Amar Rav Yehuda.
Here it says that, yeah, there has to be some kind of philosophic reality. In reality, you can't just come up with any.
Well, that's what the Gemara wants to know. Where do you draw a line? What's considered a normal claim or not? So, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Lei, Hishava Li Shein Avdi. Ata. You're able to say even, you know, once you make a shura, make a shura also that you're not an Eved. Make a shura that you're not my Eved Kanani. So even though it's a bizayon for him to have to make such a shura, you're even able to do that.
So that's different than Ricky's point. Is Ricky's saying...
You're not allowed to,
Ricky's saying what creates the shvu in the first place by Shema, there has to be like a shudfin case. This is saying how far can you make the galgal the shvu onto something else, and that sounds like it's even in a very obscure case like this. So you can create anything.
Right. So tiny suffix is one point. No, even a tiny suffix you're allowed to. Now we're saying, well, it sounds like you could go even further than that. Even real, no real basis to it.
Aren't we saying that just on the second shvua, what you're being megalgal on?
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that on the original.
Right, now, right. Tiny suffix you can't do. An original shvua on.
Tiny suffix.
Cannot create an original shvua, can it?
We said by shvua, shomer mekan, and basically.
No, I thought we said it can't. Tiny suffix can't. It's only if you have another shvua, then you could throw the tiny suffix on top of that. But it can't create an initial shvua. So now once you say even a tiny suffix can be added on as a gilgul shvua, how far could you add? Could you add on any shvua you want? And the Gemara sounds like, yeah, you could even make the guy make a shvua that you're not my Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't make such a tiny like that. Hahu shmusei mishamtina lei. If such a guy claims that a Jew, a bona fide Jew, is an Eved Kanani, he gets excommunicated, he gets nidui. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Hakori lechaveru eved yehi benidoi. A guy refers to his friend, "You're an eved Kanani." You guy gets nidoi. Ube mamzer. A guy calls his friend the mamzer. He gets sofa. He gets arbaim. He gets 40 lashes. And Russia yorid. He calls his friend the Russia. He's yorid imol lechayev. So what does that mean? So either way, we'll get to each case in a second. But we see from here that you can't claim a guy is an eved Kanani. That's not can't make a shua. Certainly not. So Rashi explains the case of Russia yorid. Imolachayev, four wide lines down, Kilomer Lazu ain't basin is cocking. In that case, you call the guy Russia, that you're not allowed to, basin can't intervene. Aval hu mutter lisanosa, but you could hate him. Vafle ma'it parnasasa liarid luminaso. So the guy who calls you Russia, you could hate the guy who calls you Russia, you could even affect his business and all that, but basin really can't intervene. So there's an interesting tosas here, Diba Maschal HaKore, the Chaveru Eved Yehi Benidoi. He explains why each of these are Midah Keneged Midas. He says, Mikan Midaktik Rabbeinu Tam, Dechol Heicha Da'amar Ki Agavna, Ki Ahidin Adarim, B'Shomer Askar Mipi Chaveru. You hear your friend say Hashem's name in vain, Chayel Nidoso. You have to excommunicate him. V'im Lo Nideu, and if you don't, Hu Atma Yehi Benidoi. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you get in turn, it turns on you that you become a Nidoi. That's in order to motivate you to put the other guy in Nidoi. Not that you automatically become nidoi, but basin has to come and put you in nidoi for not doing what you're supposed to do. So he explained, "V'hainu mida k'neged mida." Kolomer, who karal chaveru eved dehu arur? When I call my friend an eved kanani, in essence, I'm giving a curse because we know the pasuk says an eved kanani is arur. So kach makalkel noso b'arur. So now my punishment for calling me eved, I get nidoi, which itself is a type of curse. D'hainu nidoi. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. For calling him Eved Kanani, which is Arur, I get cursed with Nidui. V'chein ha-kori l'chaveru mamzer. If I call my friend a mamzer, who omer shechaveru Eved, shechaveru Aver Belav, I'm saying, not that this guy, but this guy's parents violated an alav and generated him as a child, as a mamzer. So therefore, in turn, l'fikach sofeg esar barim k'din over Belav. So I get a lashes which corresponds to the alav that I claim that his parents had violated. So that's the Midah Keneged Midah.
But you know, I'm sorry, I'm going back to what Adam said, and I agree that there is some kind of contradiction, because when it says, Rashi specifically says that when it's safek, right? He says safek min ayna, he's talking about arisus, because there is some kind of taina that can be, that creates a safek. But here about the whole thing about Eved makes no sense, because there is no, it's...
That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying you could go even further than taina safek. I mean, even if there's no basis at all, the guy wants to just make the guy feel like an idiot and make a shul that you're not an Eved Kanani, you can even go that far until the Gemara just rejects it, though. But yeah, the Gemara is slowly building up. It's expanding what could be included in a Shavua. So how far are you willing to expand? First we started saying by Isser works, and then by Mammon, and then Tani Safik, and now even by just an insult.
Just explaining that stage of the Gemara, yeah, where we're thinking that you can only be Megalgal Safik, where there is some kind of basis to it.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
And then it keeps on going to something that has no basis.
Exactly. Okay. But then the Gemara says you can't make the guy make a shua that he is an Eved Kanani because it's also to call a guy an Eved Kanani.
But not because it has no
exactly.
No basis.
Exactly. For technical reasons of a person gets nidoy for doing such a thing. So Ella, so therefore Amar Rava, Rava tweaks this and says, Hishava li shalo nim karis li be Eved Ivri. Make a shua to me that you're not sold to me as an Eved Ivri. So there's no problem calling him an Eved Ivri. That's okay. So hi tainasa mal yasahi. That's a good taina. That's not a taina suffix. That's a taina vadai. Mamona isle gave. He has mamona. That's okay to make a shua. There's no chiddush in that. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, taina mal yasahi, ubelo gilgal, not me. Even without gilgal, I could say, make a shua that you're not my eved ivri, and that would be mechayv a shua. Forget gilgal shua.
Just like that?
Exactly. Listen, if he have a mode, the Rashi says, he have a mode to bemix us. If, let's say, the guy says, you're right, I was your eved ivri for a little bit, he's more than a mixas. Oh, hayelo eid echad, hayachai v'shua. Or there's an eid echad who sees, who agrees, yes, that Reuven was sold to me as an eved ivri. It would be chai v'shua. Why? The tainus metaltan he zusha tova pulasa ogurano. You owe me money. You're my worker. Umay rabusa dahai mishar gilgushua. What's a chiddush here? Even as a standalone taina, it could create a shua, let alone a gilgul.
But only with more than mixas or eid echad.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
You can't just go over to a guy and say, you owe me money, and that can't cause a shua.
Right. But
the shutkin, you can.
No, but in general, in terms of hilcha shua, shua can never come out of a taina alone. Otherwise, I could just make, you owe me money, and you owe me money, and make shuas all the time. It has to be, there's some level of proof. Either your modem mix us, or eid echad. But
yeah,
I can't.
Right, yeah, but what makes us say that this case is more far-fetched than one from Arisus, which you don't need eid echad? Meaning, I would be thinking that this case with Erecha, the one of the mixas, is definitely not more far fetched than partners that split.
But I think
because
the partners
there was no Eidos.
No, but partners that we know there was a contract or initial relationship between
correct.
The two of them.
And here
it's random.
But there's an Erecha or there's more than
right. No, so then if it just when it comes to the Arisus, we split up, and then I said, "What? Swear to me that you owe me money."
Right. So there's a fact that shows that something happened. That
correct. But again, that's only a Gilgul. We only allow the Arisus case as a Gilgul Shua, though.
Right.
As an initial Shua, he can't.
And this going to initial Shua?
Initial Shua, yeah. He said, and then, no, first he wanted
no,
to say.
Ad Echan Gilgul Shua.
No, first it's a Gilgul Shua. But then the Gemara says, you don't need a Gilgul Shua. I could be Mechayiv you a Shua if I could find the Neid Echad or if you're Modem Mixus, which is not exactly in line with the Gemara saying. The Gemara is trying to figure out, use Eved Ivri as a Gilgul Shua without an Neid Echad and without Modem Mixus. So the Taina Malyasa is not such a great explanation, not such a great rejection. Right, again, we're trying to include an Eved Ivri.
So Eved Ivri would be the first Shua that causes something else to do Gilgul Shua.
Exactly. But then, as Rashi says, it's really limited. It's not really based on the Taina alone. It's only in the context of an Eid Echad.
Right.
When Rashi is saying a below Gilgul Nami, if it was Modem Mixus or an Eid Echad, you'd be Chayv Shua. Is his point to say, and therefore, where there is not modeh b'miksas and there's not eid echad, you see it's a tainas vadai? Or is he saying, in this case, we're talking about a case of modeh b'miksas and eid echad?
Let's see.
Because then you don't need gilgul shvuah. If there's eid echad and there's modeh b'miksas, you wouldn't need gilgul.
I think he's saying that, since that in those cases, I think what you just said, since in the case of eid echad, and modem mixas you'd be chayv shvua, that means certainly in the case of Gilgul shvua, without those things, certainly it would be included as a Gilgul shvua. There's no chiddush there. Right. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? So what's the chiddush here of me claiming, making you make a shvua that you're not my Eved Ivri? So Rava Latame, Rava goes according to his reasoning in general, the Amar Rava Eved Ivri Gufa Kanoi. And he holds Eved Ivri is really, it's not metalton. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Gufo kanoi ve'eino tainus metalton. This is not a taina on metalton. It's a taina. It's a din of karka, and you can't make me. You cannot be mashbiyan on karka. That's his chiddush. So even that case, you could add on. So Gemara says yihachi hainu karka. That's what's a chiddush there. It's like any other case. We already have Rashi tells us If Eved Ivri Gufa Kanoi to Dina Karka, Hainu Karka, says Rashi, Vaha Taninan Lab, Bemasisan de Magalgum. We already learned in the Mishnah a couple days ago that you can't be Magalgal Shvu on top of a Karka. Umay Rabusa, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lashmin and Gilgul Avdiata. What's the Chiddush? He's saying that you can even apply Gilgul Shvu to an Eved Ivri. It's no different than applying a Gilgul Shvu to a Karka, which we already learned. So the Gemara explains as follows. Mal, the same of what would you have thought? Karka hu de avidi inshi de mizavne betina. When it comes to property, people sell it secretly. They don't want everybody to know about all their buying and selling of property. Im isa de zavin les le kala. Had a person bought it, there wouldn't be any voice. People wouldn't know about this. So therefore, you could be megal goshua. But hi, when it comes to an eved ivri, im isa de zavin kala isla. Everybody knows when a person gets sold as an eved ivri. And the fact that there are no Edom here, it tells us like it's not, tells us that's really a weak claim, and we shouldn't be Megal Goshua on top of it. Kamash Milan, inevitably you would, even though there's no Edom, even though everyone should have heard about it, otherwise we still are able to add a Shua on top of that.
I just don't get the whole thing. The question should be not at Heichan Gilgul Shua, at Heichan Mechayim Shua. If this is the first Shua that he's doing.
No, that's a point. Let's explain that point. We're trying to figure out what second Shua can you add on.
Right.
So he said, Eved Ivri, you can add on as a second Shua.
So this is the second Shua that he's adding on.
Right. So
not the first one.
Yeah, the first one. We just use the first one to show that in Eved Ivri, as a first one, if there's an Eid Echad, it can be Mechayv Shua.
I understand, but the whole question here is here.
No, listen to this point. So once we say that an Eid Echad could work for an Eved Ivri, in a Tanis Vada, then certainly, 100% in Kal V'Chomer, it would work as a second Shua as well. There's no Chiddush there.
Okay.
So that we just proved that. So if it could work as a first one, certainly it could work as a Gilgul Shua.
Okay.
So what's he coming to teach us? So he's teaching us, you're right, no, there's a Chiddush. Because in Eved Ivri, I would have thought you could not be Megalgul Shua as a second Shua. In Eved Ivri, without an Eid Echad, I could not, because everyone would have known about it. Everyone knows when I buy an Eved Ivri.
Right.
And the fact that there are no Edim would tell me that it's a fake claim. I shouldn't add it as a second Shua. Kamashman, still nonetheless, I can add it as a second Shua.
Uh-huh.
But that's the point Adam was saying before. Whenever a situation is, if it's a first round Shua, if it's a Taina, number one, that I can Milchaiva, it's its own right, a Shua in its own right, then certainly it could work as a Gilgul Shua as well. That's what we're... But yeah, the goal is we were trying to prove what second Shua could you make? How far could we extend it? That was the goal. Okay, the Mishnah now tells us in the bottom of Chav Ches Min Aleph, Kol Hanase Damim Be'acher, anything that's made literally with value, anything that has value, or you know, person gives money, you're buying something with Damim, Maus Konos. So then, Kevin Shezoch Hazeh Nischayv Zeh Bechalifa. Once one person pulls one, the other person's chayv in his part. If you just look at Rashi for a second, Rashi says on the Mishnah, Kevin Shezoch. Kevin Shezacha Boha Makne, the one who's giving over, the seller, Umashach Zuz, and he pulls the money, I'm selling, I'm the store owner, I'm taking the money, Echa Min HaKone, Betar's Kinyan Chalipin, I'm taking the money as a Kinyan of Chalipin here, so Nischayv HaKone, Beonte Chalipin, Bechol Makom Shem, so now you're buying from my store or something, so even though you haven't yet pulled the toys off my shelf, it's yours wherever it happens, and you're responsible for anything that happens to it. In Mesu or in Nevdu Alav, Lasham Hamos, Shaposik Lasaislo. You have to give the rest of the money, even though you only give me $1, you still owe me the other $20 that you haven't yet paid me. Once I pulled that first dollar, you're chayv in that object, it's yours, and you owe me the rest of the money if something happens to it. So then the Gemara says, Ketzad, how is this true? How does this work? The Mishnah says, Hichlif Shor Bepara, Alchamer Beshor, we're swapping my ox for your cow or a donkey for the ox. So once I pull the ox, so then you get the par wherever it is. Or once I pull the donkey, you get the ox wherever that is. And that's the din of chalipin. So it's a little bit unclear what the Mishnah initially means when it says kol anasa damim, when it talks about the money, but then the Mishnah goes on to explain examples of animals, objects, versus money. So the Gemara is going to explain this ambiguity. So the Gemara explains chalipin ma'i nihu. What does it mean chalipin ma'i nihu matbeya? You're using a coin here. So Rashi explains, six lines up from the bottom here, my new matbeya, shu ha-nitein damim ba'acher b'chol makom, v'ashminan masnitzin, the Mishnah teaches us, the afagav de b'taras damim kaimalon delo kane, ki yahavne le b'taras chalipin kane. Even though when you give money initially, money doesn't work to complete the acquisition, when it comes to this case, when you're using it b'tar, you're using coins to use the avenue of Chalipin, then the Matbea, giving me the Matbea, will finalize the transaction. So Shema Amina, we learn from here that Matbea is Nase Chalipin. You're allowed to use coin for Chalipin. Typically, Chalipin can only be used with an object. But we're learning from this Mishnah, it sounds like it might be even more of a question. Is it really true that money can be used for Chalipin? You can't use coins to, if I pick up a dollar bill, that doesn't work for Chalipin. Rashi says, four lines up from the bottom here, Shema Amina, that we could use coins for Chalipin. V'anan kaimelan beperkazov, daf mem vavan b'metzia, de'ein matbea nasa Chalipin. Money only works for most konos, but doesn't work for Chalipin. So how could you say this? When I pull the money as the store owner, you're chayv to, you know, the object becomes yours. Chalipin doesn't work with a coin. So Amar of Yehuda, hachi kamar. What he means to say is as follows. Kol hanishim damim be'acher. Don't let damim be'ez. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. Kevin shezacha zeh nischay be'chalipin. So if you look at Rashi in the bottom of Amar Aleph for a second. Amar of Yehuda, hachi kamar. Kol hanishim damim be'acher. Kol davar shimba lasasa damim ba'acher tzarach lashuma b'damim. Anything that I want to give as value, I need to assess the value first. Dainu kol metalton barmi batbeya. Anything that requires an assessment. Coins don't require an assessment. The $10 bill says it's $10 on it. An object that requires an assessment, chalipin works. So in other words, any object works for chalipin. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, in the top of Amud Beis, Dekanami, Dekatani, it's very exact because the Mishnah goes on. What's the example the Mishnah says? Kate said, how does this work? Hichlef, Shor Bepara, Ochamer Beshor, Shmamina. So we're not talking about money, we're talking about things that have value, that require an assessment. So this is just a standard Mishnah in how Chalipin works. Ulamai, Desalak, Adaitan, Meikara, that which we initially had thought, the Matbeya, Nasa Chalipin, that we really thought Matbeya, even though we know Lamaisa doesn't work. But in the Havamina that we thought a coin does work for Chalipin, my Ketad, how would they have interpreted the Mishnah of a Ketad if they're talking about, how could they bring a Raya from a par for a shore if we're talking about coins? So Hachi Kamar, the Mishnah would have been read, Peros Nami Avdi Chalipin. So we also paskin that fruit also don't work. Only objects work, but fruit and coins, even though fruits are object, but fruits in this case by Chalipin don't work as Chalipin. The Mishnah would have been read as follows. Money works as Chalipin, and Peros, fruit, also work as Chalipin. Ketan, how does this work? Hichlif, Basar, Shor, Bipara. If I'm switching the meat, the flesh of the ox for the cow, O Basar, Chamer, Bishor, or the donkey for the shore. Kevin, Shezacha, Zeh, Nischai, Bechalipin. So once the guy pulls the Basar, the other guy acquires the object in turn. Rashi just explains what I mean. If you think of Peri Nami Vichule, five narrow lines down, Komidi de Lohavi Kli, anything that's not a Kli is Peri Kari. Like, it doesn't mean it's fruit that goes from the tree. Anything that's not a Kli, a utensil, leaning Chalipin. We use Peros because Peros are common. But anything else that's not a Kli is called a Peros. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Even the Basar of the Chamor, the Basar of the Shore, can work for Chalipin, even though it's only Peros. That's all in the Havamina. Gemara says now, still working within this Havamina. So Hanicha, this Havamina all makes sense. L'Rav Sheshes, D'Amar, Peros, Avdi, Chalipin. If you actually pass in that way, that fruits can be used, and non-Kalim can be used for Chalipin. So that's how the Havamina is meant, how we understand the Mishnah. But, one second here. But according to Rav Nachman, who understands that Peros cannot be used, how could you have understood this Havamina? How could you suggest that Peros do work? He passes it doesn't work. So Halchikamar. So therefore, in the world of Rav Nachman, we have to reread the mission a different way in the Havamina. Yesh damim Halchikamar. Yesh damim shehen kechalipin. There are some types of monies that are like chalipin. Ketad. Hichlev dmei shur bipara. O dmei chamor b'shor. If you switch the value of the shor or the value of the chamor, that's the idea here. So Rashi explains hachi kamar. Yesh damim shehin kechalipin kulam asisin chadam milsa kamar. It's all one. It's not two anymore. It's one case. Umimatbeyaskin. We're dealing with coins. Hachi kamar. Kol hanasa damim b'acher dahinu matbeya pamim shedamim konim kimo chalipin dinal af kishin esnu b'tarz damim. So certain times that coins do work as chalip, and how does this work? So Rashi explains further. Ketad, hichlev d'mei shor b'para, machalo shor b'mana, I sell my shor for a mana, v'umashcho v'shchayv lo zeh ha-mana, and I pull the shor, I'm chayv to pay the money. Amal ha-mocher, mocher says, yesh lecha para, litein b'damen, so now that I owe money, so you know what? You know, give me the cow instead. Give me the cow in place of the money. I'm like, hey, sure, you can have the cow instead of me paying money. Shamal lo b'mana, they assess the value of the cow, turns out to be a mana, o b'fras. So Amar Lo, Mocha, the Mocha now says, Hashur Hare Maos, Shata Chayvli, Nisunim Lucha Bidamea, Maos Halalu Konim Below Mashiach Asparo, Kichalipin Dekalim. So this is talking about a case where the animal is stepping in the place of the owed money, and their Chalipin is going to work as well. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know my Taima. So now we're going back. My Taima, Rashi explains four lines up, from the, four narrow lines up. My Taima, Shiny Mishar Maos. Why is Demei Para better than other types of coins, right? We said, coins don't work, but how come Demei does? If it's a shore that's in place of the owed money, why would that work? So the Gemara explains.
Aren't we going in the half a minute, not be a Nasa Khalifan?
I think it's saying, why do we take now a debt that Bitcoin, a debt of money that Bitcoin, everything else, why is it this case? Anytime it should be gone, mm-hmm. right? I think that's the question.
Why do you have to come on to this case?
But why do you need the case where somebody sold the para for money and he owes you money and goes back? It should be, I think, any case should work like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, is that the question?
Say that again.
Why are you saying that manos konos in this case? It should be in any case of maus konos. Once in this case is maus konos. That's what's asking.
Is that what's asking? Saying why, if it works here, it should work everywhere else.
Right, even if you didn't sell him the para first. I think.
Uh-huh.
Or no?
I think it might be working with even Maskana of the Gemara. How could Rav Nachman holds that Peros doesn't work? He does not work for Chalipin. How would he interpret this Mishnah?
The Gemara is explaining that the reason why you say the reason why you say that the, really Meshicha is Kona, but this year they had a Gzera, right? Shemani Sorovitecha Be'aliyah. In a regular case, you can assume that could happen. But in a case here, where the guy already sold the para and already gave him money, and it's already a transaction that's going on, it's not shchiyah, so they didn't do
right. So that's the answer.
That's
but
what it seems.
But I think the explanation right now is, Rav Nachman says that this mission is not chalipin at all. This mission is actually kinin kesef, where Mos Konos. He says kinin kesef is going on here that looks at acts and seems like chalipin. It's not really chalipin. In a chanami, Rav Nachman says chalipin doesn't work. Most konos works. I give money, kinin kesef works. Sometimes you could have a animal serve as money for most konos, for kinin kesef, but not as chalipin. So now we're saying Rav Nachman paskins kinin kesef does work. And the Gemara's question is, wait a second. In general, we hold that most are not konos. How come here suddenly he thinks that most are konos?
Meaning, how could he explain Rav Nachman the Gemara that he's talking about that it's Maos Konos when we really hold that it's not?
Exactly.
But this shouldn't be a good explanation.
Exactly. Exactly. But Rav Nachman again holds that this mission is not Chalipin. You're right, Chalipin, this wouldn't work. Non-Kalim animals don't work for Chalipin. It must be that Maos are being used here, but instead of actually using coins or bills, we're using animals as the Kesef. It's Shava Kesef in essence.
When the Gemara said for Hanichar of Sheshes, except for, but according to Rav Nachman, Paris, Lav, Chalipin, was the Gemara at that point asking on also what we use as our maskana that we're talking about kol anishim damim ba'acher?
Right. So the Rashi, that's what I was stopping before. A little tricky. Rashi going with kind of both the havamina and the maskana, and then Rav Nachman only going on the havamina. It's a bit confusing, but the way it's being presented here, it seems that it's much clearer this way. That Rav Nachman says chalibin doesn't work here by Paris, and we have to take the avenue of kinin kesef.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if kinin kesef is working here using these animals as shava kesef, how come in general we hold kesef doesn't work? My Taima asks Gemara, why doesn't it work in general? So Gemara explains, Savar la Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Davar Torah Maos Kona. He passes that really it does work. Midiraisa umatam amru mishicha kona. So why then are we passing in general that we don't rely on kesef? Chacham said that mishicha has to work. Gezer Hashem yomer lo nisivu chitecha ba'aliyah. So there's a concern that when you give me the money, and then you, and the wheat's all yours, and the wheat's over in thy storage house, and then it burns, it's too bad for you, you lose it. So they say, wait for the Mashiach to take place. So that's in general. So the Gemara explains, Milsa de Shchicha gazru bar Rabbanim, Milsa de lo Shchiach lo gazru bar Rabbanim. The only year it goes there, the case that was common, it's common to do kin kesef using actual money. It's uncommon to use the shava kesef, the value, the animal. So in this case, he allowed you to use the kin kesef check since you're not using actual coins. And that's why it works in this particular case. Then the Gemara says, "Ulei shlokish damar mishicha mifureshes min haTorah."
So it's a limited case of mos. It's mos, but it's not matbeanase chalipin. It's the strange type of mos case we're not going to be concerned about.
Exactly, it's like a shava kesef type of kinyan kesef, I think. Now, according to Reish Lakish, damar mishicha mifureshes min haTorah, he thinks mishicha actually works on a deraisa level. So now, how does he understand the Mishnah here? The Mishnah here is talking about you're allowed to use peros. You're allowed to use animals for chalipin. So this Mishnah is talking about chalipin, and it's peros. If you hold that it can't be Rav Nachman, or if you hold like Rav Nachman, this Mishnah can't be chalipin because you can't use peros for chalipin. And also, he holds that kesef doesn't work on a deraisa level, according to Reish Lakish. So how do you interpret this Mishnah? But my mokim la, must be that Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes that chalipin does work on peros, and that this Mishnah is talking about peros and chalipin. Fine, let's go weiter. We have still a few minutes. The Mishnah says in the bottom of Chav Chesma Beis, Rishus Hagavoa Bekesef. Person wants to give something to the Gizbar, to Hekdesh. Mar will explain how this works exactly. Kesef is what's Kona, and Rishus Hahedyot. Person is making an acquisition from a non-hekdesh person, a regular person, a regular deal, b'chazaka. So Rashi explained, b'chazaka means meshicha. Unclear why chazaka is being used as opposed to meshicha, but that's the Rashi's explanation. And then the Mishnah says, amirasa legavoa kimisirasa lehedyo. When a person says that he's making something hekdesh, so that statement alone has the ability, it's considered as if it's already been given over. It's no different than handing something over to a hedyo. That's the power of amira when it comes to the world of hekdesh. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to this whole discussion of Miras Lagavoa, Miras Lahedio Dami. There's Machshava work or not. There's Machshava work. So there's a discussion that sometimes Machshava does taka work, even for this. There's Machlo, that's Machlo Kishishonim. How does it work? How does Miras Lagavoa work? So this too is a big Machlokas. So the Yushami says the source is, what's Pasuk they use again? La Hashem Ha'artum Loa, they quote. La Hashem Ha'artum Loa, the world, the ground, the entire world is given to Hashem. It's all His. So by you just saying it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anyways, it's all His property. So I don't need to do that much. As opposed to a transaction between two people, you need to do more of an action. When it comes to Hekdesh, it's all His anyways. So an Amira is sufficient. So the, it might be the Me'iri explained that it's working through Kinyan Chatzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's His Chatzar, it's His world. It's His world. So I just say it's His, that His Chatzar, His world acquires the hekdesh. The Rush argues, and Rush says, "Does he say how it works again?" He works. It's like a din of a neder. When I say I'm making something hekdesh, nothing is acquired at that moment. I took upon myself a neder. So now, since I need to keep my neder, it's as if it's been given over. We consider it as if it's already done, even though it's not actually done. So, but at this given moment, according to the Rush, since it's only a neder, nothing is owned yet by hekdesh. As opposed to the Me'iri, where it's Kinyan Chatzar, right now when I say something, it is owned by Hekdesh. It's an interesting sugya. Fine.
Gemara. That they don't say, well, that was Mashikana Avdakana Rabo, right? I mean, it's also a good explanation. But I guess everything ours is from Hashem.
Yeah, everything, every acquisition we make, it really goes back.
Yeah. So you could say that Hashem basically gives us everything except for the stuff that we say verbally also. You
can go right, back. I guess it makes a Tanai that we get to keep right. Certain things you right. Give to me, not to Hashem. Right. That's the built-in Tanai.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara explains, Tanir Rabbanon, Ketzad Rishus HaGavoa, the Kesef, what does that mean? That when it comes to the Rishus HaGavoa, Kesef works. So Gizbar, Shenasan Maus Bebehema, so if the Gizbar, he's paying money for the Behema, so I have my animal's Hektesh right now, so you're giving it out. Rashi doesn't explain much. but he's paying money for the carbon, the animal to be used for the carbon tzibur, Rashi says, I feel behema besof olam kana, even though my animal that you're giving me is the other end of the world, that is owned by Hektish. Ubehedyot lo kana ad sheyimshech. However, when it comes to hedyot, I don't acquire the animal until I actually pull the animal. Ketad. How does that work? When I say something to the gavo, it goes to the gavo, no different than something going to hedyo. Ha'omer shor zeh ola. If I say that this shor is an ola, or if I say bayis a hektesh, this house is a hektesh, I feel besof olam kana. Even though it might be the other end of the world, it's a kinin work. So the mirror is enough to make it a kinin. However, when it comes to behedyo, lo kana ad sheyimshoch v'yachzik. It doesn't work by hedyot until you hold on to the reins and you're machzik the house. Okay, this next, we do the next part here, the Mishnah. The whole part's about the different values of changing values of the point of Mishicha versus the point of Pinyon. Alright, let's do it, fine. Mashchu b'mana. So when I initially pull, when it comes to a hedyot, I pull an object, I pull a shore. Rather, Rashi, mashchu hedyot chayfet shel hektish miyara gizbar b'mana. So I take the shore, which is worth a mana, but velo hispik liftosa, but I don't give the money that I'm going to give to the gizbar, I just do the mashicha, achi amr b'masayim, but now the market value has changed, it's worth 200. Nosin masayim, I need to give the upper value, the 200. My taima, v'nasna kesev akamlo. The transaction is only complete once I give the nesinas mamon. The kesev wasn't given, so I still owe the current value. So I pay the higher amount. Let's say mashcha b'masayim, let's say I pull the ox, it's worth 200. Velo hispik liftoso, but I'm not able to redeem it at Shemad B'mana. So I didn't pay the money. So maybe I should be able to only pay 100 for this shore. No, since my time, you have to give the upper amount, the initial 200. My time, what's the reason? It doesn't all go based on Benasna Kesev Kamlo. I didn't give the money yet. Says the Gemara, Lo Yehei Koach Hedyot Chomer Mi Hektish. Hedyot shouldn't be greater than Hektish. So since Hedyot, you would do the upper value the moment of Mashicha. Hektish also, you have to do the higher value of what it was Mashicha. So you have to pay you always get the upper hand for Hektish. Let's say I do the pidyon. I pay the money first for 200 initially. Below his pick the mashuk, but I don't do the mashicha. Ad she'amar b'man, and now it goes down in value. So maybe I should go down only. I should get 100 back. Notice the masayim. I still have to give the 200 rather. My time of nasna kesef v'kamlo, because the moment I was doing the pidyon at the beginning, that's the point of the price point. Pado b'mana. Let's say I redeem it at 100. But now when I pull it, it's worth 200, so maybe I should do the current value of 200. That which I redeemed at 100 is final. I don't have to go according to the current value. So Gemara says, I should say the same thing, that it shouldn't be greater than hektish. When it came to hedyot, if I gave the money, it wasn't finalized until I did the mashicha. At the point of mashicha, it was 200. So to hektish, I should have to do 200. So the Gemara says, "Atu hedyot lav misha parkai." You're right. When it comes to hedyot, when I give you the money, I can retract. It's not finalized until mashicha. But still, once I give the money, even before I give the money, once I agree to do a deal with you, and then I retract, I'm allowed to, but I'm still subject to the din of Misha Par. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Perkazov, that person who goes back on an agreement he said he'll do, he gets going to get punished, but Misha Para, the one who took punishment on Dura Mabel and Dura Flaga, he's going to pay back this guy who didn't hold on to his word. So therefore, you're right, you're allowed to make a din, but still there's something that's created at the moment of the domim, even when it comes to hedyot. And so too, by hektesh, it's finalized the moment you give your money at the first moment. Okay. Stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
We're going to miss one of the best stops of introduction, really.
Oh, boy. Chavtei, I didn't see that. Oh, we are going.